This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, Joel, and Punky Brewster start hour number two of the big show. You are kind of a punk today. What's that? What is?
Am I?
Yeah, I'm Nick, tell him.
Am I?
Nick, tell him.
Yeah, turn your phone off and tell
Hi,
us.
Hi, Nick.
Yeah,
hold on, I'm still trying to figure out how to turn the
ringer off on your phone.
Music out in the background.
My God, what a professional.
My bad.
Jeez, I would never.
You just seem like you were in a bad mood in that commercial break. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm in a good mood. I'm kind of in a good mood. I didn't get to do my normal venting for the day because Joel's took precedence because this was a better story. But
let's get your venting out of the way because at least you got sleep, which I didn't. So,
I did get some sleep.
You took a nap.
You always get sleep. Joel is the one that doesn't get sleep.
He goes, "Did you start a doc?" I was like, "No, I got up at like 11."
You didn't start a doc.
I got up at like 11:15. No, I didn't.
11:15? You live an hour. You're like 3 hours away.
It's incredible, man. I can't even think. Nick and I have to leave like a half hour, 40 minutes.
It must take you 5 minutes to get ready.
I don't know how in the world you pull that off.
Well, one, because I don't worry about getting here right at noon.
Well, we know. What, Eastern?
What am I going to get? I'm going to get here at noon and watch you shop for hats online? No.
I don't shop for hats while I'm here.
You do like to check out some gear online.
You do shop.
You're a gearhead.
I'll check some gear. No. But while we're here, we go over stories and audio stuff.
It's mostly us just BSing. Let's be real.
Well, it's mostly me and Nick. When you show up.
It's a lot of talking, not much about the show, more just us like doing a show before the show.
That's what you've
get, but it's still pretty incredible that you can wake up
us to being that that's what it is
it's
now.
Incredible that he can wake up at 11:15
it is
and
crazy.
Still get here on time by one. I mean
that
you must
me
it must
so
take
mad.
You 5 minutes to get ready.
I woke up at 11:15. I was on the road by 11:45.
So 30
that
minutes
makes me so mad. Not,
what's wrong with that? And then I was here by 12:25. What's wrong with that?
Oh, it's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
That's your bad, bro.
Because
I can pull that off.
Yes, and because like today, because the court thing was today.
Yeah.
So Lisa wakes me up no less than three times this morning with dog related and thing related issues related to her getting to work, which was between.
This was supposed to be my rant, by the way.
I'm going real quick. 1:45 between 1:45 and 3:15. That's three times, right? Then I'm worried I'm going to sleep through because I haven't really slept yet. So I'm really worried about sleeping through the time I have to get up, and then because. You have to be at court by 8, unless you're the person filing the charges, evidently. I had to have Taylor at school by 6:45. So I'm up 5:45. Taylor's up and gone with me 6:30, 6:40. No sleep at all. And then I hear, yeah, man, I didn't start a duck. I got here. Woke up 11:15. Screw you.
Must suck to have kids, be married, and have 27 dogs.
Yeah,
oh, that's your choice, bro.
26 and three quarters.
So when you have another kid, are you going to like get rid of two of the dogs? Like, how does that work?
Exactly. We all have our life choices. You chose kids and dogs and getting up at 2 in the
morning. I think if you have a second kid, that warrants at least a dismissal
of two
dogs.
We're not getting rid of any of the dogs. What it does warrant is both of you starting GoFundMes for me.
No. Again, this is all about life choices. You chose. I chose no kids.
I figured the three-legged one would go at least if you had a new baby.
First of all, lately he's been close because that dog that dog is not a year old yet. So the teething and all the things that he decides to do just randomly.
Yeah, that's the worst time right now. All your nice stuff is getting torn up.
Taylor's nice stuff too. Yeah.
Does Taylor get upset? That's
bad. Oh my God. She got the puppy that would Paw Patrol. She got the shoes that light up when you walk. And all she loves them. Can't do without them. She's eating in the kitchen without shoes on. And here comes the pogo stick with one of the Paw Patrol shoes half eaten in his mouth. And I'm just like, oh, you. All right, enough about me. Go ahead.
Oh no, I'm over it now.
No, I'm just trying
I'm
to get.
Good.
I'm just saying.
I will
the
say
fact
this.
That you slept till 11:15 is amazing.
It's okay. I don't need to rant. My hearing all that, my life is just fine.
It's all right, Joel. I'll figure out something to aggravate him with. In the next hour.
I do have to figure out what kind of car I'm going to get. That's the bad thing is
you boiled it down. I saw your tweet.
I have decided reluctantly that I'm going to have to trade in my truck and get a vehicle, get an automobile.
Is that just because of all the miles you travel?
Yeah, I have 135,000 miles on my truck. I've only had it for 4 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, bro.
I do a lot of driving, and it's, you know, on the highway, like what going
40,000 a year.
About 35, I think 35 Jeez. To 40. Yeah, it's just too. It's the gas is just ridiculous. Just, you know, when I'm driving to Wichita, Kansas, in a truck that's getting 17 miles a gallon. Now, you know, the tank is big, so that's great. But I'm just like, man, I could be saving so much money. So the three cars I've narrowed, and people, you know, here's the thing I love and hate about Twitter. So I can put it out there and get people's opinions yep. on those three cars, which yep. is what I was looking for.
Right.
If you own a Camry or an Accord or the Maxima, then I would love your opinion on that. Instead, half of what I get is, get this, get that, get this. It's like, no, you don't understand. These are the three that I've narrowed it down to. People are like, oh, you need to. I'm like, I can't afford some of the cars you're telling me to get. I'm not rich, all right? I don't have Joel Blank money.
Oh, stop.
I can't go out here and get a Lexus. I don't know. I'm a broke-ass radio comic.
I'm not an
what
a-hole,
do you want from
so
me?
I make friends, and friends help friends.
But I'm like, people are telling me to buy
There's
all these
difference.
Expensive-ass cars. I'm like, this is what I've narrowed it down to. I'm trying to be practical.
Why are you putting my business out there anyway? What's been driven in my family? I don't like all that.
Well, you put that out there.
Yeah, you put it out there.
No, already. I didn't.
You did.
The type
you
of vehicle
totally
when
did.
You went shopping for your new the wife for your car. Absolutely. The car for your wife.
Nick, you're supposed to be helping me.
Yeah, he's trying to pin that on me. No, that's a nice try, though. But so I was looking at it because I went and looked at the interiors, and I thought, you know what? I want to go test drive them. And so I after work, I went to a Toyota dealership, and as soon as I got on the lot, and now remember, I used to sell cars. I know what I'm in for.
What didn't you used to do? But yeah.
I as soon
they
as I
swarmed you or they
oh,
didn't swarm
my
you at all?
God, they swarmed.
Oh, I can't stand that.
And I was just like, forget it. And I just got back in the truck and I drove off and I was like, this sucks. So I just want to go and test drive them without the hassle of the sales pitch, because I know they're going to want to ride with me and give me a sales pitch. And I'm like, I don't need a sales pitch. I'm going to make up my mind. You're not going to sell me the car. I'm going to buy the car from you. And it's going to be whatever I choose, not how you sell me.
I know how you feel, but that's why I always go about 30 minutes before the dealership closes.
Really?
That's my little trick.
That's smart.
Because then they haggle. They knock down the price without wasting 3-4 hours there. You're not going to get 4 or 5 people jumping at you. It's going to be 1 or 2 guys that are willing to risk the time.
Well, I see. I'm not even there yet. I just want to drive the three cars.
Exactly.
To compare them. That's all I want to do right now.
But they swarm you like on a Saturday during the day. They're going to swarm.
Oh, no. I would never do that.
That's their,
never,
that
never,
is
never.
Their wheelhouse day.
No. All I want to do is I want to go to a Toyota dealership and drive the Camry XLE. I want to go to a Honda dealership and drive an Accord Touring. And I want to go to a Nissan dealership and drive the
totally
Maxima Platinum.
Yep.
That's all I want to. Those are the three I'm looking at. I want to drive those, and then
not
gonna I'm
be
going
that
to
easy,
decide.
Sir.
I know, nope. And then I want to decide which one I want based on that. And oh god, I hate this whole process. I will say though, the last time I did when we bought Nora's car, the folks I were dealing with, they were pretty cool. They were listeners too, and I think that helped because I didn't have to worry about them like
the Porsche 911.
Yeah, that's what it was. Totally. No, so I don't, I just, this is, I hate, I absolutely hate buying a car, and it's more frustrating when you've worked in the business and you know exactly what they're doing the entire time.
Because that doesn't make a difference.
So you're trading something in? Nope. I always say that. Even though I might be trading something in,
yep,
nope.
I always say that too.
Because you were taught, you always negotiate the price of the car first, then you negotiate your trade second, and then you negotiate financing. Because they'll just try to, well, what do you want your payment at? And then you're paying a ridiculous amount of money. And that's the thing is I try to tell them, look, I used to sell cars. Please don't try to play the game with me. They don't care. They're still doing it. I'm like, bro, I know what you're doing. Like, I did this for a living.
Yeah, yeah, I always do that. I never give them any type of number. I never tell them if I have a trade-in. I never tell them any of that.
Plus, you got to do your research ahead of time and do your due diligence so that when you come to the dealership, you know. Like, we came with 2 different quotes on what our trade was worth.
Yeah.
And even though we said no at the time, then when I realized I was avoiding all the salespeople and I was dealing directly with the general manager and that he's a friend of mine, so we were working on some things. And then, even then, I'm not gonna put that out there. And then when they come back and they say, let's see your trade and let's see what, and they come back and it was actually higher than the 2 estimates we got for our trade,
that's
when you start feeling better about the deal.
Yeah, I need to go there. Because I do have a buddy that owns a.
I told you, I'm gonna hook you up, and I'm gonna get the dealership to do whatever they can to take advantage of you.
Because I was looking at originally, I was like, all right, you know what, I'm gonna get another truck, and I really wanted that new Dodge, that new Ram, the 2019 with that big ass 12-inch screen, beautiful on the inside. That's how I know I'm old too, because now I care more about
the looks, like, and how it drives.
No, about the inside. It's kind of like, I feel like guys. Like the shop for cars, it's like our taste in women. As you get older, you care less about what it looks like, more just about how it rides. What's it like on the inside? That was probably not appropriate.
There's a bit in there somewhere, though. But, I mean, there's something you can use going forward.
But I'm like, you know, I want something that's comfortable, especially if I'm driving 9 hours to Wichita. I want to be comfortable. I want to have certain luxuries on the inside. I don't care. I'm not putting rims on it. I don't want it to be slow.
Yeah, if you're losing points and gaining miles, you might as well be comfortable.
Because I'm going from a V8, which I know is going to be a bit of a I'm gonna miss some of the speed and the power and stuff with a V6, or the Honda's a 4-cylinder, but it's a turbo.
Not all of them though.
No, but the one I'm looking at, all Honda Accords now are 4-cylinders.
Really?
They're all 4. There's no more V6s in the Accord, but it's a 4-cylinder turbo, so the actual like horsepower and torque is more torque than the Camry, but a little less horsepower.
Interesting.
I thought four bangers were really
same
bad.
Same miles per gallon.
Really bad because they're really slow. But you're saying the turbo
turbo makes up for it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't care about that. See, I'd rather save money on gas. I'm cheap.
That's kind of where I'm at. That's why I'm doing this.
I don't care if it doesn't have that much of a pickup. That's how my car is. My car is
you're gonna make
0
it
to 60
anyway.
In 2 weeks. It takes forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're home way before the
month. Looks
month's
like Patrick
over,
Creighton running
that.
A 40. All right. That was inappropriate. I didn't mean to do that.
You were bordering on the line before, and now you've crossed the line.
Do we have time to take one of these calls real quick? Let's.
And then we got then Joel will do his.
Okay. Cool. Let's go to Brandon first. He's been holding the longest. Tyler, we're going to get you on the flip side. Hang tight there, bud. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Nick, I'm glad you're back from Vegas, and AJ didn't succeed on getting you pregnant, so
yeah.
That's nice.
It was a success.
Listen, my dad is on his third Camry, and he drives all over Texas and Oklahoma and Louisiana. Right now, he's got a 2015. It's a SE V6, and it's fully loaded, and he's got 140,000 miles on it, and he's done tires and one battery.
Damn.
And it's been a really good the one he had before that, he had it for 5 years. He had 200,000 miles on it, and he did tires, battery, and brakes. But they've never been in the shop for anything major. He bought them from a buddy of mine. I sold cars for 7 years. So I hooked him up. I didn't work at a Toyota store. So I hooked him up with the GM of one of the bigger stores down here in South Houston. And, man, he saved a ton of money, got a 0%, and just whacked it out of the park. Bought it at the end of the year. I think it was like a $42,000 car, and he paid $30,000 for it. And so he did pretty, and he got 0% for 5 years.
Do you still have this hookup, or are you no longer in the business?
Yeah, I was going to say, I appreciate all this insight, but this doesn't help me in the least, Brandon, other than that a Camry's a good car.
I know the GM and the owner at the Nissan store down here. I know the owner of a Toyota store and the GM that works over there on a 45. And I'm sorry, what was the last? You said the Nissan Platinum was the last one you were looking at?
Yeah, the Maxima. Yeah.
Platinum.
The Maxima.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I know the GM of the Nissan store down here. I'm no longer in the business, but for 7 years I did it, and I did it at several different stores, so I know a lot of people that are still. I know finance managers, I know GMs, I know floor managers.
I know one thing, Brandon. We're running short on time, but there's a good chance that Barry's going to have you text the show.
There you go. Send me your info, Brandon.
So you have some contact information. Barry's going to need that.
713-780-3776,
yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate that. He probably still should be selling cars.
Yeah, he was a good Camry.
Good presentation right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree with him on the Camry part.
He had a
Look,
visual.
That's the thing, but that's why I chose all three. They're all reliable cars.
All
I don't
think
you
I don't
can,
think
go,
you can
wrong.
Go wrong with no. either one of them,
right.
honestly.
Which is why I want to drive them, man. And it's going to be, honestly, who can give me the better deal on
And
it.
I'm a Toyota guy. My last, I think, three cars have been Toyota. Mm-hmm. And even Lisa's dad and I were talking about it when we were looking. And obviously, Lexus and Toyota are married. They're under the same roof anyway. You can run them into the ground.
Not that
you
this
can run
would
them
surprise
forever.
You, but I made a spreadsheet.
Oh, God.
Of all of the features that each of them
have. Bear Laminect Car King side here by side. With really? His next podcast. Yeah.
That, because I'm doing my research.
You don't need to do all that.
For example.
It's Barry.
For example, the Accord, everything, just about everything is standard on the Accord. Like cool driver seats, heated rear seats, all that stuff is standard. You don't get that on the Camry. And if the price is the same, the miles per gallon is the same. So that's why I have to like figure out, all right, what's important to me?
I think you can
to
go
me?
To the website and like
so
hit,
your nuts
hit the
are
compare
cool, but it
button.
Might break down.
You know how they have the compare check
but
and,
it's
you,
all,
and
yeah,
you compare and all the three cars.
Yeah,
and you
but
just
there's
hit.
A lot of convoluted information you don't need. This was the basics of what I wanted. Oh,
you're
one
such
spread.
A dork.
It is.
Yeah,
it really
I'm a huge
is.
Nerd.
You're such a dork.
But you know what? I'm
look at
prepared.
This guy. Dude, screenshot
that. Break,
or I'm
did you break
a
down?
I'm prepared.
Breakdowns
no. I'll screenshot it and tweet it out. I'm prepared.
Chances for breakdowns and repairs in the first 5 years?
No, but I do have the overall safety, reliability, interior performance, and critics' ratings.
Who makes a spreadsheet when they're trying to buy a car?
When you're on the
this
road,
guy?
You're such
when
a
when you're
dork.
On the road in a hotel room with nothing to do, this is what you do.
So you think of making a spreadsheet about buying cars?
Yeah.
Nick,
when
you run out
miles
of books
per gallon,
on tape, you start making
you know what?
Pie charts.
This is an informed decision that I'd be making.
Can I see a couple bar graphs and pie charts during the break?
I mean, there's no reason. You don't put stuff in a pie chart.
Okay.
Why would I put that
all right,
in a pie
gonna
chart?
We're going to continue to roll on. If you got a bar graph or a pie chart for Barry, let us know. Otherwise, the podcast is coming. It's going to be gardening first and then car purchasing.
Yeah, no.
No? All right, right now I want to tell you about furniture purchasing. If you are in the market for furniture for any room of your house, I'm going to tell you exactly where you need to go. It's Gallery Furniture. We already know that Mac is a staple in this community, and Mattress Mac does a ton of stuff for the people of Houston, especially under the circumstances of a hurricane or any kind of situation in the general public where help is needed. Mac is always there. Well, he's also there for you when you need furniture. He's made it more convenient than ever for you to shop for furniture at Gallery Furniture. There's three locations now. There's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. There's the Galleria and there's I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which of the three locations you choose, you're going to get the same great customer service, the same great deals on solid wood American made furniture from brands like Stickley, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns and Foster. They do great furniture, leather, upholstered, man cave, bedroom, dining room, living room, you name it, they got it. And the best thing is when you pick it out and you buy it, you're going to get exactly what you picked out the same day within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time. They're going to be at your house delivering your furniture. There's no back order slips. There's no waiting around for weeks on end after you picked out and paid for the furniture that you wanted. They are going to take care of you every step of the way. That means from a customer service perspective, they'll get rid of furniture you don't want. They'll rearrange furniture that you want in other rooms. They're going to work with you on financing. And the most important thing that Gallery always is going to do is what Mac harps on in every single commercial he does, and that is Gallery really will save you money.
Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Hey, we're playing fantasy football each week. And if you want to play without getting locked down to picking games for the whole season, is that too long? Log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week. You can play for a couple weeks. If you want to play for the entire year or the entire season, you could do that as well. And each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun. Crafty cocktails of all kinds of varieties, and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6. Good luck. Log on ESPN975.com. Get in on the game.
Welcome back to Car Care.
Yeah.
Let's make a deal.
Let's get to Tyler's call, and then we can move on. Tyler wants to talk about how to buy a car. Tyler, is this the Tyler that works at the Nissan dealership?
That's me, man.
I figured as much. What's up, man?
Hey, I was kind of waiting on the line just listening to you guys talk about car salesmen. Most of them aren't that bad. you'll get the occasional, you know, the new guys that make it really, really awful. If you get an experienced car salesman that knows what they're doing, knows the product and everything, as you know, it goes pretty smooth. But onto the product, I tell people, man, I'm not very biased, but you can't go wrong with Nissan, Toyota, or Honda. No particular order. They're all good cars. But my manager, Ryan, sold you your car when you bought it from where you bought it from. And we're a sister company. So he told me, if you decide on Nissan, and I know we're a little ways out of the way.
Nice.
But if you come out here, we'll give you invoice minus rebates, man. You'll get all the discounts and everything. And your wife probably has a, since she has a Nissan, you guys get an extra discount for owning a Nissan.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Whenever you're ready, man, holler. I mean, we'll make it worth a while. But, yeah, man, take it easy on some of these new car sales. After a while, they get to where they don't have to unbuckle your seatbelt for you. But it's a grind, man. So once you get there, you know, people will come to you and your business will be repeat referral instead of having to unbuckle seatbelts and open car doors and scare people away.
Tyler, do you
I'll take it easy.
Do you call, Tyler?
Oh, man, I really wanted to ask if he manufactured spreadsheets. When he bought a car.
You're laughing. I'm going to send it out. I'm going to send it out right now.
Their spreadsheets are all about monthly sales and quotas and bonuses.
Right now, I'm tweeting out my spreadsheet just so you can get a good chuckle at it.
Yeah, Nicholas. It's color-coded. It's ridiculous.
I'm still waiting for them to sponsor the show.
Who? Oh, the Nissan dealership? Yeah right? All right, it's out. I'm just tweeting it.
Now you know how to buy a car.
Good news, by the way, Allison Craig, the attorney from Canada that we had on once before that was spot on with everything she said about the Osuna case, she's in court until 3 o'clock Central. She's going to join us at 3:15, so we're going to have her on. So if you got some questions, you can feel free to tweet them to us or text them to us. We'll try and get her to answer as many questions as possible, but she has great insight when we're talking about the law in Canada and how everything went down with this case. So she'll be a good get to at 3:15.
I mean, I'm not going to read them all, but here's just a couple of random. Barry, if your cohorts don't compile data for informed decisions, they're idiots.
Yeah, I do Josh agree. Rapp take
I never side, make too. A major decision without some type of list with pros, cons. Just give the dealer 2K head start otherwise. Yeah, idiots. Josh Rapp said the spreadsheet is a brilliant idea. There's a reason Barry lives in a palatial manner. Well, I don't know about that. Dude knows how to get the deal done. Love the Excel. Yeah, and man, basically the takeaway from this is y'all can suck it.
I said I do my research too. I don't end up doing a freaking spreadsheet.
That's color-coded.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just making it easy for myself. What do you want me to do? I'm just trying to make an informed decision.
Fell out of the
backpack. Damn it. Yeah. I got to get that.
And your highlighters.
That's not how I laugh. That's just my nerd laugh.
No, someone laughs like
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh. Yeah. Come on now.
My bad.
All right. So
she's joining us at 3:15, so we'll talk a little Astros between.
We need to make
now.
Clear because last time there was a confusion. She's not Robert Osuna's
somebody
attorney.
Tweeted that out.
No, she's an attorney in Canada, but last time we had her on, she gave us so much insight that's come to truth today and broke down the case. So she can break down questions that you may have and kind of tell us exactly what went down, what it means, and kind of break down some of her tweets, which gave you some more insight as to what happened today in Canada with the Roberto Osuna case. So we'll have her on at 3:15. She is a great get, so look forward to that. Still plenty more to get to as well when we start talking about the fact that the Astros' magic number is down to 2. Carlos Correa still not playing. How concerned are you? Dallas Keuchel with another start. So trying to set your rotation for a team that I'm very worried about, Barry. Those Cleveland Indians are not going to be a pushover.
No, they're not. And I've got some NFL news and notes for you, including a bunch of QB starts that I think people saw coming, but it's been confirmed now. So we'll have that as well.
More than just the car facts. We're a sports station that breaks it down for you. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. I see a dirty face. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Knee deep Oh, Nick, look what time it is.
Already?
Dang.
Went fast today.
I got nothing.
Nothing? Man.
I think that's
you don't
ship
even have
sailed.
90 in the rear?
I think you should just do it. He's never going to get it.
90 in the books, 90 still there to go in the big show. Second half is upon us as we get ready to go. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday on the usual suspects. Yes, we know tomorrow's way back Wednesday.
I have the theme, by the way.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I think it's the perfect theme.
Oh, boy.
Songs about stealing.
No, we're not doing that.
Songs about theft, stealing,
my
robbery,
no.
Or
cars
just
and gardening.
Crime in general.
Cars and gardening.
No, not cars and gardening.
Together.
I think, you know, like Been Caught Stealing, Jane's Addiction.
I don't want to make this a top 40 music station.
We could just have all right, Graham.
Yeah.
We could just have songs by the Police. I think this is
The group counts?
Yeah. Anything that has to deal with crime.
Jane's Addiction.
That's what I just said. Been Caught Stealing. Did you not?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm right now, no one is listening but
I'm
me.
Paying attention to you.
Well, you put me to sleep with Car Talk, so you lost me.
Okay, Fred. Fred's texting me. This is the John Clay Wolf Show. Shut up, Fred. I just brought it up because this is what's going on in my life.
Fred will tell you how it is. Just like AJ.
Him and AJ both. Man, I feel like sometimes they're like our show dads. They're like, boys, you screwed up today. What do we do now?
Fred's in management, so you can't mess with him.
I know.
And AJ's
nobody
bigger than me, so I can't mess with him.
Before November. Don't do that. Dang. What's to talk about basketball?
I mean, it is hard to argue with the results, but whatever.
So we do want to make sure, too, that you guys are aware of the fact that the Sugarland Skeeters are really playing some baseball. Walk-off Grand Slam the other night advanced them to the championship series. You are going to be going if you are caller number 17 right now, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. They open up the playoffs Wednesday, September the 26th, and that is tomorrow night. So they open up tomorrow night at Constellation Field. And if you don't win the contest and you're not calling number 17, we got you covered because they're celebrating the advancement to the championship series, offering tickets as low as $5 each, which
That's
is
great.
Fantastic. If you've been out to Constellation Field, you know how great it is. If you haven't, I don't know what you're doing, but take the whole family. There is a huge play area there's a bounce house, there's a playground, there's a full court basketball court in left center field, and you get great baseball as well. Just go to SugarlandSkeeters.com, and they're painting it black in the playoffs. So help them out. Wear some black T-shirts and black hats and things like that. But support them because this is their chance to repeat. They're looking for a second championship, and it starts Wednesday night. You can win tickets. Caller 17, 713-780-3776. You get two tickets for the Wednesday game. So there you go.
When you got that jersey from Sugarland Skeeters, did you ask if they made one for me?
I didn't have to ask. They gave it to me. So,
really? So you didn't throw our names in. You didn't say, hey, the usual suspects is one team. And I need one for Nick Sciarra and Barry Laminate.
I have suggestion remorse because I suggested that Barry throw out the first pitch, and then I saw him throw the mic screen at you today, and I regret every bit of suggesting that because I'm not sure he's going to get it not only over the plate, I'm not sure he's getting it to the plate.
My form,
was a disaster.
It was awful.
The screen, like the glass, saved you from making it look worse. Because if the glass wasn't there, we would actually see how terrible of a throw it was.
The delivery was more of like a speed skater's slide.
Yeah, I did it like bowling. The leg kick. You honestly think that's how I throw a baseball? I kick my leg behind me like I'm bowling when I throw a baseball.
This is how you made it believable.
Oh my God. This is.
Yeah, your throwing form sucks.
I got nothing. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. Well, good. Yeah. Then don't invite me, because guess what? I really don't care.
He just turned it around. It was a good job by turning it around on you, because I was really trying to get mad at him for not bringing me a Sugarland Skeeters jersey.
It's okay, though.
Smooth move by Joel.
Next week, when the spreadsheet comes back on his throwing results, you're going to realize he can bring it.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I have a great arm by any stretch. That's why I've had to play second base, because I was wild.
Third base.
No.
Is that where they put
that
the bad
nice
throwers
in third base? No.
Third base for the lookalike.
No, I was second base because I was too, defensively, nothing got past me. But once I got it, no idea where it was going to go.
Steve Sack.
Yeah.
Chuck
pretty
Knoblock.
Much, because I was never taught how to like throw three quarters. Like I always sidearmed it. No idea where it was going to go.
Yeah, I'm terrible with aim too, so I'm not even going to talk.
I'm not going to deny that I have a great arm.
Not even going to talk.
Form-wise, what you saw was me joking around. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, you sold it well.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome. So, Stroh's at it again tonight. Interesting. I wasn't too impressed with Keuchel again last night. I did watch what you watched. I saw him get out of a bases loaded, nobody out situation with only one run given up. Maintained a lead. He got through five innings. But when you look at his body of work lately, when I really thought he was piecing it together, good news is he's above 500. And he pitched well against Arizona. But of teams that are going to be either fighting for a playoff spot in the playoffs or on the cusp, like a team like Toronto didn't have a bad year, but he didn't look. He doesn't overwhelm me with confidence. When you look at the fact that the Indians are going to be a tough matchup, and we talk about Carrasco, Trevor Bauer, who won his 20th game last night. Mm-hmm. He's 20-7, mm-hmm. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Their pitching staff is fantastic, and in a short series, you already know. Look, I mean, we know Verlander and Cole are 1-2. The thing that scares me the most is Morton with the shoulder issue.
Well, they said he's going to make his next scheduled start.
But the thing is, watch the velocity, because he lost 4 or 5 miles an hour on a fastball that has been dominant for a guy that you weren't expecting that when you signed him. And his fastball since he's been in Houston has been dominant. It has been above average. It wasn't the other night. And I know AJ Hinch said, oh, he would have powered through if it was a playoff game where we really needed him. But this is after a stint on the DL and now coming back to this. It's a bit worrisome.
They do have a good pitching staff. You guys know me. I do eye test stuff, but I'm a believer in numbers.
What's the spreadsheet say?
Well, they're not middle of the pack. They're a top 10 rotation. Mm-hmm. And believe me, when you go arm for arm, yes, they could match up with anybody. There's no doubt about that. But it's when you get this team to the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not worried about the Astros taking on any other rotation in the American or National League. I'm just not.
Right.
They've got enough quality arms that they can go, you know, Chris Sale, Justin Verlander. You can't tell me that's advantage one side or the other. You're just not going to be able to convince me of that. Or anybody else up and down that rotation for any of these teams.
But you know,
the difference is
Cleveland, because you know it's Cleveland. So it's Trevor Bauer, Justin Verlander, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Kluber, is he...
I'm sorry. So Corey Kluber won his 20th last night.
Yeah.
So Kluber and Verlander in game one.
Yeah.
Trevor Bauer, Garrett Cole, which is oozing with drama there with the two teammates, college teammates that hate each other.
Yep.
But then Carrasco for them in game three. That's where I'm concerned. Is it Keuchel? Is it Morton? Look, this kid tonight, Josh James.
Why does Carrasco scare you so much?
He's effective.
Okay, so is Charlie Morton. So is Lance McCullers.
But Carrasco's
so is Dallas Keuchel.
Not dealing with and been dealing with shoulder issues.
He's not a world beater. He's not. If he was, he would be their ace. He's not an ace.
I don't know, Barry.
He's
you
a
could
good
say
three.
That, but the two guys that he would have to overcome to be their ace are pretty damn good. That's why he's not their ace. They're really good.
Well, all I can tell you is Carrasco is what? 0-2 in his last four starts? The dude is not unbeatable. He's not unhittable.
Well, he's pitched well against the Astros. If you go back and look at the way he's pitched against the Astros. And again, the Astros' inconsistency at the plate this year worries me. It's a form. Obviously, if you're putting together the formula is the bats haven't been consistent this year. Guys that were hitting a year ago, as we mentioned, just they had career years last year. They've come back to the mean.
What would you call dominant? Because I've just pulled up Carrasco's numbers against the Astros. They're hitting .283 against him.
Okay.
That's not horrible. I mean, that's not great. It's not, but that's for a team average when you've got the likes of Jonathan Singleton sprinkled in on these numbers. That's not bad.
I just think I love it when you guys disagree on baseball.
It's so much fun.
But
well, I
can
just sit back
and
watch.
There's reason for concern because I'll take Carrasco over what I've seen of inconsistent Dallas Keuchel.
Okay.
And I would never take him over Charlie Morton except for the fact that I'm very concerned about what's going on with his shoulder.
Well, I don't think the Astros are going to run Charlie Morton out for his next scheduled start. If they think that there's any way, shape, or form that could affect what he's going to do in the playoffs, they'll shut him down for 10 days, let him get the rest, and then run him out there when he needs to go. It's September, so you don't have to put him on the DL. You've got guys that you can fill in with James or whoever else you want to run out there. Not James, but what the hell is that kid's name?
Fromber.
Yeah, Fromber Valdez. So you've got opportunities to skip starts if you needed to. So that doesn't concern me unless that happens.
Well, we'll see what
if
happens.
You don't see him again, I'd be worried.
Or if you see him and his velocity is significantly down again, then you really have reason for more concern.
If Dallas Keuchel makes his fastball look slow, you need to worry. I don't know how he does it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. Because we were talking about it before the show that Dallas Keuchel is not Greg Maddux-esque. He doesn't have that pinpoint control,
and he can't throw it out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah, I don't understand how he's been able to be as effective as he has as a big leaguer. But he does it. He gets the job done. Got out of a big bases loaded no-out jam last night.
I give him credit for that. He only went 5 innings, but we'll see. Okay. All right. We'll continue to roll on. If you want to talk Astros, we're here for you. You want to talk football, we're here for you. Whatever you want to talk about, within reason, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. I do want to tell you about the good people at Texas Can Academies. I've been talking about them for a long time, and it's with good reason, because it's Houstonians helping kids in need in the Houston area. If you've got a junker or a clunker that's been collecting rust and dust, you want to get rid of it, you don't want to pay for a tow truck, you don't have to. You just call 713-225-4226 or you log on to carsforkids.org. Either way, you just tell them where you live, what you got, they do the rest. They come to you with the tow truck, they do all the paperwork. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card, and then you get a nice tax deduction. From there is where the process really begins, because they take your donation and they turn it into resources kids desperately need so they can focus on the books. Things like eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, warm meals, things that are huge distractions if they don't have. But if they have them, they can focus on the books, get their education, and make something of their lives. It's a fantastic program, and all of the donations stay right here in Houston. So whether it's a motorcycle, boat, RV, truck, trailer, or car, whether it's running or not, just give them a call. They'll do the rest, and you can feel really good inside and out knowing you donated and helped kids to get their education in Houston. 713-225-4226 or carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5. This
is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. Knee deep in hour number 2, 3-hour show. Covering a lot of ground today. Both in either a Toyota, a Nissan, or whatever the third choice was, a Honda, and also talking sports.
I got yelled at for playing that song. That's why I'm going to play that every single day.
Who yelled at you?
Some guy on Twitter.
For playing Back in Black?
Yeah, I'm going to play AC/DC each and every hour, Dan.
Nick, here's how you rope it back in. The Skeeters in the championship series, much like their opening round series, are doing a blackout where they wear black uniforms and they encourage all the fans to wear black. Therefore, you playing Back in Black makes absolute perfect sense. Well,
I was kind of with them when they banned the Magic song by the Weezer and the, who's the singer of the lead singer of Weezer?
Oh, Rivers, that's Bob Cuomo Jones.
Or something like that.
Eben Weezer Scrooge.
Him and Bob had that song, and I banned that one just out of, you know, to honor his request, but I'm not banning AC/DC.
Just play what you want to play. This is like...
Everybody, by the way, Barry and I were talking about it in the break. We have so many people that think they're our executive producers, and whatever they say to us, we need to pay attention to and talk about this.
You guys should
see
do this.
See this? Talk about this. Get this on there right now.
You should give me credit. The song's like 40 years old.
I know.
Worry about that thing, like a steering wheel in front of you, or your computer.
Playing a 40-year-old song.
Yeah, it's not like it's on the Lawrence Welk show or the, what do we say? What's the one? Ed Sullivan.
Ed, yeah. Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, Ed Sullivan.
That guy.
Don't catch me lying.
Hey, speaking of the Skeeters, let's give some away right now. Skeeters, okay. How about Skeeters playoff tickets? Four of them, to be exact.
Hey.
Because they're on the way to the championship. Now's your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to watch your Skeeters take on the Long Island Ducks in Game 2 of the Atlantic League Championship at Constellation Field Wednesday, September 26th. Didn't win, but don't want to be left out. The Skeeters have you covered. They're celebrating by offering tickets as low as $5 each. That is family affordable if I've ever heard it. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com. Help your team paint it black by getting your tickets now at SugarlandSkeeters.com or be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10 for tickets. Sugarland Skeeters. Good luck. September 26th. Go Skeeters.
So Josh James on the hill tonight, by the way, for the Astros.
Yep.
I like this kid because unlike Keuchel, we were talking about, this guy has electric velocity.
Yeah.
He's got good breaking stuff. All he needs is to be seasoned with some experience, and he's getting that. And what he's shown me so far is more control than Valdez and really a bright future for this franchise. So I'm excited to see him pitch tonight.
By the way, is it? No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You weren't done.
No, so I was going to say, and some things to keep an eye on when you're looking for things to kind of grab hold of late in the season for why to watch the Astros tonight. Todd Kalish just tweeted out, if the Astros win tonight, they become the first team in 28 seasons since the 89-90 A's to win 100-plus after winning the World Series. Also with a win, the Astros will move into the top three ever in run differential. Only the plus-309 season of the 98 Yankees and the plus-300 season of the 01 Mariners would be better, and those are two teams that kind of hung the moon in terms of regular season record.
Yeah, they're sitting at +261 right now. 781 runs scored, 520 runs allowed, which is an absolutely ridiculous number. And if you're curious of who's the next closest in runs allowed, you probably wouldn't guess this in a million years. You would think, oh, it's got to be Red Sox, right? Maybe Indians?
Huh? Not the Rockies, right?
No, American League.
Oh, American League.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Really? And they weren't eliminated officially until last night.
Second in runs allowed at 604. Astros are first by a wide margin at 520. Almost 100 less runs allowed than the second lowest in the American League. Over in the National League, it looks like the Dodgers, no surprise there, have the lowest runs allowed at 590. And also the highest run differential at +176. So, yeah, it's the Astros. +261 in run differential. Red Sox are second in the AL at +220. So it's not even close as far as this goes, which is, again, why I go back to the fact that this staff is by far and away the best staff in Major League Baseball. And that's why. They're not the best offense. They're not hitting like the best offense. Red Sox are putting up 833 runs so far. But the difference is, even with a second-tiered offense right now, it's just not even close when it comes to runs allowed. And the bullpen is actually better now that they got rid of Kenny G. And he's gone. And speaking of, God, I wanted him to get in the game last night. Oh,
it would have been fun. It really would have been fun to see that matchup.
I saw him warming up, and I just thought, oh, please, please, baseball Jesus, let this happen. Please, I want to see this. Because if he would have gave up a home run, oh, that would have been outstanding.
Put up your dukes.
Yeah. That well,
and the other thing that I was glad
amazing.
They got out of the way was Osuna going back to Toronto.
Yep.
I'm glad they got him an insurance run, too, so it wasn't a one-run game because you got to believe the nerves were going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But they got that out of the way. He got a save, and they can hopefully move on, and especially with the ruling today, he can move on. So yeah. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, a lot of good. I'm with you, though. I would have liked to have seen Kenny G get out there.
Speaking of the ruling, 3:15.
Yep. We'll Allison Craig's going to join us, an attorney in Canada who's been great, giving us fantastic insight. She will again kind of refresh our memory and give us some insight on what happened with the Osuna decision today. If you missed it, we'll get to it at 3:15. Hour number three is on deck right here on the Usual Suspect at ESPN 97.5 and the Sports Mappers. Join us next. Stay tuned.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5.